Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the Director of Communications for Allegheny County, Amy Downs, who's with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry, Kevin.
So the process at Rich Fitzgerald, the governor, and many others around the state encouraging people to maybe do mail-in ballots because everyone had the opportunity to do that this time, this election. And it was pretty successful getting people to sign up for those mail-ins, was it not?
It was. We received a little over 280,000 mail-in or absentee ballots.
And people could do this. No, go ahead.
I said we have about 770,000 people that are registered and eligible to vote. So it's a pretty significant number, as you may imagine.
So that's going to be quite a turnout. And I heard 188,000 have already been received by the election board. What if somebody did not get their mail-in ballot yet and they requested it a week and a half ago?
Well, they have a couple different options, and I'll put the governor's order from last night aside for a second. But if they did not receive their ballot, they have three options today. They can go down to the elections office. It's open at 7 o'clock, and it's open until 8 o'clock this evening. It's at 542 Forbes Avenue, and it's on the sixth floor. They can go to the counter in that office and let them know that they applied for their mail-in ballot but didn't receive it. And it'll take a little bit because they need to get them the right ballot, but they can vote it at the counter there. The other option available to them is that they can go to their polling place. That information is located on the county's website, on the polling place locator. But they can go to their polling place. The poll book, when they sign in, is going to say that they applied for a mail-in or an absentee ballot, but they'll need to let the poll workers know that they didn't receive it, and they will be allowed to vote a provisional ballot. And the third option absolutely pertains to the governor's order from yesterday. The governor's order says that if you received your mail-in ballot, but you're concerned that it wasn't going to be back in time, as long as it's postmarked today, June 2nd, and received in our office by June 9th, that we can still count that for the primary.
So that's a significant opportunity for people who thought maybe it was too late for whatever reason, get it in today. Now, some of the polls, and we've talked about this with you last week, have been rearranged because of COVID and concerns about physical distancing. So from a practical standpoint, people got or should have gotten postcards to make sure that they know where to go to vote if they're voting in person today, correct?
That's correct. And I want to be clear that this is the primary in Pennsylvania. We have a closed primary state. So if you're registered in any party or no party, but other than Republican or Democrat, you would not be eligible to vote in the primary. So those postcards only went to the registered eligible voters, the Democrats or Republicans that live in the county.
Yeah, that's an important note. If you're only voting in your party's primary.
Correct. This is for Republicans and Democrats, not independents.
Right.
That's correct. No Green Party, no parties, no one of the other 50 pages worth of parties that we have in the county.
Right.
Amy, what can people expect when, whether they are Republican or Democrat, what can they expect when they go to the polls today? Because there are a limited number of polling locations this year.
There are, but within those polling locations, we have multiple voting districts, but so that people don't have to remember what ward or precinct that they live in, we've had the poll books done in alphabetic order. So the only thing that you need to know today when you walk into your polling place is what your last name is and where it falls in the alphabet. There will be people greeting you in each of the locations and directing you to the correct table or the correct room in that voting or that polling place for you to vote. We are going to follow the mitigation measures for COVID. So there's going to be tape on the floor and perhaps even outside of the building or outside of the room, keeping people 6 feet apart. We're asking voters to wear masks. If you don't have one, we have masks on hand to offer you. And if you're concerned about touching frequently touched surfaces, we invite you to bring your own pen even to vote. This is a paper ballot. You're going to fill in the ovals in front of the name of the candidate that you want to vote for. So we encourage you, if you want to bring your own pen, to bring a blue or black pen. If not, we'll certainly have them on hand as well.
So a lot of different things and options, but a lot of opportunities too. And for maybe somebody who's concerned about, you know, getting out, it's important they know that you've taken those steps.
Absolutely. And the poll workers are also protected. So, you know, they're protected from the voter. The voter is protected from them. They also will have masks. We have offered shields, face shields to those poll workers that are more comfortable wearing something like that. They've been given gloves. They have a cleaning schedule. So they'll be cleaning and making sure that they are taking the appropriate steps to disinfect any frequently touched surfaces, and that'll happen throughout the day.
And I asked you this before. I'm going to ask you again just to put people's mind at ease. What happens if they mailed in or somebody mailed in two ballots?
The first ballot that is received is checked into the system, and the barcode and the information that you fill out on the back of the form, the back of the envelope, is specific to the voter. And once the system knows that one ballot has been received, it will reject any duplicates. And that includes for people that are voting provisional. If they're not sure if their ballot has been received yet and they want to go vote provisional, they can. The provisional process would say, we're going to put that vote aside for a while, and we're going to take a look at the returned ballot to see if yours got in on time. And if it did, we won't count your provisional ballot. We'll count the mail-in.
And by the way, I was texted it's about 2 weeks ago that said, you know, you can click here if you want a mail-in ballot. And I went through the process, and it was great. It came, and I put it in the mail last Friday, the mail-in ballot. And by Saturday, I got a acceptance text that said, we got you. So an email, and it was pretty efficient.
That's great to know.
Yeah, it was really, really efficient.
That's fantastic. You know, we've also received calls from people who haven't received their ballot. And unfortunately, once we put things into the mail, it's not under our control anymore. So we understand people's frustrations. We understand that they'd like to know where those ballots are, but everything was mailed out at early last week. And if it hasn't arrived in their mailbox yet, those options that I outlined at the beginning of this conversation are available to all of those.
Right, and you can go to kdkradio.com and you can rewind, hear the details of that. And meanwhile, the voting starts at 7 till 8 tonight. It is primary election day. Amy Downs, Director of Communications for Allegheny County. As always, thank you, Amy. Good luck today.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.